When using my ModMic 4 and 5, I had it plugged into a Zoom H1 field recorder, which acted as an audio interface over USB. Its main advantage was that it could drive condenser mics, which required 2.5 to 5 volts of bias power, like lavaliers, and this made the ModMic very sensitive and worked extremely well. As such, I didn't run into many issues regarding audio quality. However, some of the other devices I plugged it into didn't work out so well. It was surprising to hear how much of a difference each audio interface made, from the pin drop clarity on the H1 to the unintelligible murmur I would get from a Surface Pro. The motherboard integrated mic input required too much gain and made it noisy, but then my OnePlus 2 phone could handle it just fine. The ModMic Wireless bypasses all of this entirely and will sound exactly the same on each device it's plugged into. So, how good does it sound? Well, you decide. To give you a fairer comparison, I'm going to compare the ModMic Wireless against its cousin, the ModMic 5. But we'll give it a best case scenario. Plugged into a Behringer UMC 202 HD audio interface using XLR and phantom power. Under normal circumstances, you can't plug in a ModMic into an XLR interface, since the port doesn't provide bias power, but instead uses phantom power, which is typically 48 volts. This ties into another product, as late last year, Antline came out with an XLR to 3.5 mm jack that converts 48 volt phantom power down to 2.5 volts used by the ModMic, meaning you can now use the ModMic 4 or 5, or any powered mic, over XLR without frying it with 48 volts of phantom power.